I say that already? Really? I'm really happy to be here. So, I had a really difficult time putting together the set list because I didn't know if you wanted to hear old stuff or new stuff or hide stuff. I'm gonna do what I
want to
do.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
So I used to work at this store called Fetishes Boutique, which is now called Passional. Do you guys know about this? Are there any children here before I go into the story? Okay, is that Robert? Yeah, okay. So it was a family bookstore. And, you know, things like this would happen, you know, before we opened. My coworker would need two people to lace up her corset. Things like that. One time a phone call came in and the person said, "Can I bring my pet to your store?" And I said, "Is it a human pet?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Sorry, no animals." That's the kind of place it was. So there I met someone. And that relationship inspired this song.
Hear that guy going, "Hello, kitty, kitty, you're so pretty, pretty." like the type of fucking insipid, stupid bullshit that that asshole would sing. He did, yeah. See? See? Go, go, get it, you're so pretty, pretty. can't help but think of Boogie Nights when this song comes on. Cops. DJ, I might recommend scratching that little right there. It's fun. It's a good little thing to fucking go back and forth on.
Create this four-part series where I will share with you my personal tips and tricks on how to create videos in the best possible way. I really wish there was someone that would have made this type of videos when I was starting out myself in the ASMR community. It would have been so helpful. So some of them are very immature tips. Some of them are a little bit more professional that I've researched. My main reason for making this video is to help someone. That's really leave something behind. It's going to be in this chit-chat format where I'm going to speak from my heart and share with you things that I think are important to know when you're either starting your ASMR channel or we're just looking for inspirations, maybe. So in the four parts, we're going to talk about, in this video specifically, more about
big day.
The beginning stages of preparation, of setting up.
Big day for the Drakes.
And then we're going to talk about equipment in the next video, then about setup and recording, and about editing. Okay. So I hope it will be informational for you and helpful. That's it. So, a little bit about myself. I experienced ASMR all my life and have it the strongest in life situations, which is a good tip for you to remember because we will come back to that.
All right, do you know how to make ASMR videos now?
ASMR community when it was a whisper community back in 2009, and it has changed my life. I right away somehow saw the vision of where it could potentially go, how beneficial it could be, and I decided that I'm just going to dedicate as much time as I can to help out this movement, and it has led me here. Now, this is my profession, so to say, and while I don't think there's such a thing as experts in ASMR, I think in some way I would love to consider myself one just because of certain things that I've learned. But opinions are different, so you could think otherwise. So first thing to think about is your interest in this community and your expectations from the community.
I want to record videos with me talking, and I want people to crank it to the videos and send me money.
What do you like about ASMR? What categories interest you the most? Is it mukbang? Is it mouth sounds? Is it role plays? Is it sounds, videos? Is it personal attention? Do you like more horror twist or more comedy or vice versa? Just pinpoint what you have the most pull for. This is going to be the best place for you to start from. Now, another point is to try and actually explore all of those things by yourself. Create videos for each one and see whether or not you're good at it. Honestly, when I was starting off...
Please, niggas, don't get it confused. Niggas, stay in that reflection. Y'all playing the loop.
collection of tracks of people, I mean, ostensibly having sex with a bunch of 3D microphones. And it was called Cyborgasm. And it was fucking hilarious. And all ASMR makes me think of that. And how that was actually, like, probably, like, better, or at least more upfront about what the fuck it was than all of this shit is. And it was this 90s ass fucking experimental fucking artsy collective fucking hippie ass fucking spiritual bullshit also on top of all that. It was a fucking trip. It was a weird fucking thing. It's a weird fucking thing. I don't have that CD anymore. I don't see a lot of people talking about that thing. I wonder if MP3s of it would even do the 3D audio stuff because of how, like, most of that stuff gets encoded as, like, joint stereo and all that shit. We'll be right back. Mixler was fucked up for me this morning. It took me a lot of tries to get it going. Like a hymn song. Listen to this 8-bit rendition of the Crazy Frog noise.
Sie antwortet auf die ganzen Fragen. Willst du prominent sein?
that shit. You know the words.
Crazy going slowly. Am I 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 switch? I am slowly going crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 switch. Crazy going slowly. Am I 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 switch?
Yeah. Prescription cough syrup. Them hoes. Diamonds. Or diamonds.
scene. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in 2D. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
You know, it is still Wednesday. It is still a good time to wiggle. A good time for wigglers. In fact. But we'll do that later. I'll see you later. Have a good day.